Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's happening, folks? It's Gene here, TPO Doc Talk Podcast, special edition here. This is not an episode here. This is a, you know, there's a hot topic buzzing around the fishing industry right now, and we wanted to kind of cover some of this stuff and just kind of talk about this, because we have some information that, you know, others might not have, and just wanted to kind of get a situation. What we're talking about is the James Watson and MLF situation that just took place here, this fiasco. There's a bigger picture here, all right, and that's the reason why I felt compelled to throw this out there, and I am privy to some information that perhaps others are not about this, and it may or may not change opinion. You know, the players involved in this, for those of you who are unaware, let's set the stage. For those of you who are unaware, you've been living under a rock, or you don't follow the fishing industry that close, I should say. What just happened is James Watson, for conduct unbecoming, basically, is what the article came out with, has been suspended from competition through the entire year and next year. So he won't be able to actually compete for two full seasons with anything on the MLF, be that a BFL, which is a local regional deal, to the Toyota Series, which is a more regional, to invitationals, nothing. He can't compete in anything that's MLF related. The conduct was basically just deemed as, you know, unprofessional on Watson's part, and that he just has pushed apparently too many buttons with one of the major players in the whole thing over at MLF, which is Boyd Duckett. And for those of you unaware, Boyd Duckett, at the very least, is a polarizing figure. I meet a lot of people and talk to a ton of people in doing the work that I do around the fishing industry. And I can tell you, there's not a whole lot of in the middle when it comes to Boyd. There's either like him or don't like him. That's really, I mean, this isn't opinion, and this is not meant to, I'm not taking shots, just calling things, you know, the way they are. James Watson is a character, okay? He is a guy that's is a pro, came from the FLW side of things, and his followers are very devoted to him. He's very vocal about his opinions on things, which, could not ruffle a lot of feathers. So, I mean, you've got two gaslight situations here, in all honesty. Most people found Watson, you know, pretty harmless for the most part. He's a very funny guy. He is a United States veteran as well. He's just very opinionated about certain things that he likes and the way he does things and how he goes about doing things. He's also a real estate agent in the Missouri area there, I believe around Table Rock. I've never met Mr. Watson myself personally, but from, you know, what you see out there, he has no problem sharing how he feels on, you know, certain topics, be it our president, be it his rights to own and bear arms, be it whatever. So, but to the fan base, I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking fans on the social media side of things. I mean, it's you know, you've got to admit the fact that, you know, it's possible that it's polarizing in some cases. But nevertheless, Boyd is far more polarizing. And that the reasoning behind his polarization has a lot to just do with him, his interaction with people in the past, his response to certain things. He can and does come across in many cases as very arrogant, very my way or the highway sort of thing. The MLF was created for many reasons, you know, with the sole purpose in mind is that the anglers would have more control. 80 of the world's top anglers left Bass, and this had been 20 years in the making. For those of you not educated on this topic, that tried to claim that these anglers somehow owed Bass something, you need to stop for a second and put yourself in those shoes. If you count up how many tournaments and the money those anglers had poured into Bass, Bass didn't make them. Okay, it was a symbiotic relationship for those guys. Bass was the biggest name in the business, for sure, at the time. But there was 20-plus years in the making of anglers calling for the books to be open. They wanted to see what was going on. They wanted a better platform to compete in. And basically, they were told to go pound rocks, flat out, that, nope, going to be our way or the highway. Well, after 20-plus years and finally putting some resources together, you know, a new option presented itself, and these anglers did that for the purpose of looking at providing a better platform for professional anglers and for our sport as a whole. In that time, since that creation piece, man, has the landscape changed. I can tell you from the early days and conception of the MLF, Boyd's reputation has been an issue. Now, I'm not going to release names on this, but I will tell you, I had an opportunity to speak with two different individuals that sat on the board. These are professional anglers, and I spent time with them and spoke with them, and the topic of Boyd came up, and it was admitted by both, one in exact words, the other in close enough words, that they knew that Boyd was a polarizing figure and that Boyd's reputation was standing in the way of a lot of opportunity for the MLF's success. And they wanted to find a way to work with that and manage that and get that so that it wasn't the number one topic, because you don't want a product to completely fail just because the person who happened to, you know, be up at the podium there is somebody that a lot of people don't like. Especially when you're talking about the livelihood of 80-plus families and anglers out there that are trying to, you know, do this, and a lot of sponsor dollars. I mean, this is a business at the end of the day, folks. And so it was known, and I'm talking as early as like 2019, 2020, okay? It was known. And since that time, nothing has happened. He remains at the forefront. He remained completely at the top of the MLF and the head figure. So what that tells me is that something was stopped in there, or the board was ineffective or incapable of managing that or changing that. And it was basically either brushed under the rug, or they were told to, you know, be quiet, because at the end of the day, the final executive order decision was by the, you know, the guy in charge there. It tells me that they were aware of a problem. Many of them, professional anglers that sat on this board of advisory, and were incapable of getting the job done. Knowing who some of those individuals are, it is not a far stretch to say they were probably handcuffed to the point where they couldn't do anything because control has been put, you know, in those areas. But having said that, there are bigger organizations behind the MLF, and I'll be the first one to say, y'all need to step in, because I'm not even sure this is something that can be repaired now. Because here we go. We know why the MLF was created. The purpose was to provide a different area there, right? And then they acquired the FLW, and this is where Watson comes in. It's pretty clear, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to put together, that James Watson was not a fan of Boyd Duckett. which no big deal, man. I work with people in this industry that I would not hang out with, you know, outside of business dealings. And we're fully capable of maintaining a professional relationship and getting the job done. So that should not, just because you have a difference of opinion, I mean, for the love of cripes, what happened to be able to differ with people and not have to, you know, involve a hatred or teenager, you know, drama filled, you know, situation? It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to absolutely, you know, fully 100% respect and love this individual to be able to work with them. You know, that's not a requirement. What is required is you be professional and you be an adult about things. And understand, there's more involved than Boyd Duckett and James Watson here. This is my point. There are other anglers where the livelihood and success of the MLF is really what they have all invested on, okay, and in. They've put their time, life, energy into this thing because the hope was and the desire was to create a competitive field there that was good for the anglers, that was good for the sport. And trust when I say competition is a good thing. I mean, how long since, what was it, 96, I believe, when the FLW was created? And for many years, FLW and Bass were able to coexist with good fields of professionals out there. One, you got paid, you know, better in. The other, you got more popularity from. Whatever the case may be, it can be done. If the entities decide to work together and not bicker like what we see in DC these days. This whole damage piece, though, that's going to come from this situation, and I'll get to that. That's where I start to get more concerned, is that collateral damage, the sponsors, the families involved with those, the other anglers. Because I'll be honest with you, folks, I'm not a doomsday guy, but this just might be the nail. Because here's what we have. The past couple of years have been a hot dumpster fire for the MLF. Every season, they're changing up the format. They're changing the way they're doing things. What they've created by creating the most expensive AAA series on the invitationals is the most absurd freaking pathway I have seen. I mean, keep in mind, you have the BFLs, which is your local stuff, right? Then you have the Toyota series, which has always been known as kind of the AAAs. You're working your way towards the pro. It used to be then you would move to the pro circuit. Okay, when MLF bought, they had one above that, which was kind of the all-star game, which was the Bass Pro Tour. I mean, this is the best of the best. But the Tackle Warehouse was still technically a pro circuit, but with the Bass Pro Tour coming in there, it kind of made that feel like a AAA, and some sponsors even viewed the pro circuit as a AAA. So the response to fix this was, we're going to call it basically pretty much a AAA series by calling it the Invitational. You got to compete there to try to earn your way to the Bass Pro Tour. And the cost is still like almost $5,000 an event.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What? Triple A's for $5,000 an event? So you just made it even more expensive for an angler and sponsor, which sponsor dollars are already strained out there. You just made it even more expensive for them to try to compete and work their way towards this. This is not a solution, okay? What that was, that's a money grab is what that is. And if we're going to give credit where credit's due, you know, when good things happen, if we're going to give credit to the high ups, then we also have to put responsibility on the high ups and the people that are in charge when things don't go well, right? And that means, in this case, the Boyd Duckett situation there, it did not help the anglers, did not help our sport. It created another layer of even more expense to try to work and earn your way up. And it became confusing. And this is what MLF is really good at doing in these past 2-3 years, is making shit confusing. Look, if you want to sell a product, you got to have a product that the fans want. You already shook the apple cart enough with the Catchway release. Okay, that really shook up the industry quite a bit. And there was a whole lot of debate on that, whether it was, you know, fish on the stage, fish not on the stage. Is conservation more important, or is the fanfare more important? That debate was ongoing. But then you change the format of Group A does this and Group B does that, and then weights are zeroed here, and then there's a knockout round, there's a championship round, and there's this and this and this, back and forth. Every year, something else changing. Listen, there's a lot of dollars in the sport fishing industry, but we're a simple group. And when you have a product that you're trying to sell fan base, you better make it easy to understand. MLF failed horribly in that area and has continued to fail horribly in that area. And then, you know, you continue to throw more and more on the fire with this stuff. It creates a situation where, you know, at some point, the people with the big money, Kroenke Sports, talking to you, need to step in. Okay, somebody needs to step in there. And I'm talking even before this Watson thing has taken place. Because what we have now is James Watson's been suspended for 2 years. Because he, you know, quite frankly, and I'll say it, I mean, that was childish shit, what he was doing, putting out, you know, the FBD, you know, hashtag FBD. No, it does not mean fish boat docks. It means he's, you know, telling people what they should, you know, trying to get people behind, you know, a situation for Boyd Duckett. And he started selling merch doing this. Now, I can only assume something happened behind the scenes there. James has, what we've said, you know, what he's been willing to say is that he requested time to talk and get to Boyd Duckett, and he was refused. He couldn't get to him there. I can tell you from a business management standpoint, if you truly value your employees and you value your teammates, then you give them an avenue by which they can air their grievances, and you make it valuable, you make it legitimate. Doesn't mean you will always resolve their grievance, but at least you give them an avenue to do so and an open platform to show the fact that you do care about what your people think. And when you're doing a deal like this that was designed with the anglers in mind, the anglers were supposed to have the choice, and you maybe have an angler who has a big-time issue with some of the stuff that we were doing this year in season, it seems to me that the smart thing to do there is have a meeting. Sit down. Go over this stuff. And maybe they did that. I don't know. But what I do know is what transpired. And that is, Watson doubled down on his FBD merch. Kept going. Now, after the Classic and Red Crest went off, MLF canceling their live video feeds, and Watson putting up some, you know, pretty scathing, you know, videos here and there of his opinion against that as well. He wasn't happy with the direction MLF was going. That's clearly obvious. And a lot of fans weren't either. They weren't very happy with the way things were moving. But nevertheless, what takes place at the end is that Watson, because of his disagreement and Boyd's personal, you know, issues with James Watson, now levies down a 2-year suspension. 2 years banned because he and Boyd Duckett don't like each other. I mean, that's really all this is. That's how you boil this down. James Watson and Boyd Duckett don't like each other. And so pretty much Boyd Duckett said, you can't play on my playground. See you later. Bye. Get out. Because I don't like you. This is absurd. I mean, this is as teenage, high school drama-filled garbage as you're going to find. Okay, this is not adults. This is not professionals sitting here having an issue that they're trying to work through. This is Boyd upset and ticked off and letting his personal emotions affect the entire MLF. Because I'm telling you right now, the level of absurdity to this ban can be explained in one thing. Was it 1 week earlier, week and a half earlier, Toyota Series event down at the Harris Chain in Florida? Two boats collide. They collide together, not because of some freak accident. No, because these two were being complete jack wagons and blowing through a no wake zone at full speed. And they collided. Folks, there's two people in each boat. I mean, you had four people's lives that narrowly escaped death. If you saw the video, you saw one boat sitting on top of the other one in a very, very narrow channel by a bridge. I mean, these guys literally crashed their boats in each other because neither one of them decided that a no-wake zone meant anything to them. So the two boaters decided, screw it, and took off and just put everybody's lives in danger. You know what they got? They got banned to the end of the season. They can't compete in any MLF event to the end of the season. So literally James Watson, because he and Boyd have beef, got twice the level of a suspension than what two morons did who put four people's lives in danger. Okay, if that doesn't explain to you the level of absurdity in that we're talking about here, this is personal getting in the way of business, because James Watson followers, people that love Watson, are devout, and they are going to stand beside him, and many people in this industry love him. This is going to bring about really, really bad press to the MLF. And you are going to have a united army of individuals out there with a whole lot of hashtag FBD paraphernalia flying around, from local stuff to pros. You know, by default, James Watson is a veteran. We're always going to back our U.S. veterans and what they do. And as I said, I've never met the guy, so I don't have an opinion. I appreciate his social media content that he puts out. He's very funny. And I follow him. I do not follow Boyd Duckett, just because I do find him also very polarizing. I'm not a big fan for people that are very arrogant and very my way or the highway. I find them close-minded and not people that I like to chat with. But nevertheless, I'm telling you right now, this is a big deal, and this is going to send ripples across the entire sport. And I'm not sure the MLF is going to be able to recover from this. This might be the nail. Like I said, I'm not a doomsday guy, but this just might be the nail. The product that MLF has been pushing is trash. The product that MLF has been pushing can't seem to settle down onto something. They have the right concept of where it could go. They have the right people competing there. And the FLW folks that came over in the acquisition know how to run a successful organization. They did so with the FLW. Your problem is right now, who's at the helm? Plain and simple. He's let his personal issues get in the way of overall business. And as I said, middle of this whole thing, the damaging part in this, the real issue here is not James Watson. The real issue is not Boyd Duckett. The real issue is the negative impact that this is about to have and how that's going to affect all of the other anglers and their families and the sponsors and the sponsor dollars. This is not going to be good for the MLF as a whole and for a lot of people that have put their life and their future on stake for the MLF success. That's the crime in this. That's the tragedy piece. And that's where I say to Boyd Duckett and James Watson, please remember the rest of the people involved in this. Now, I know you got to defend your turf and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. But at the end of the day, it is not always about us. It's about the people that are around us. And we do owe a debt of gratitude to the people around us and our coworkers and our teammates that make things happen every day, and that make this stuff flow. You know, but this... who knows, maybe this whole situation brings about change. I hope that's what it is. I hope the best thing that could come out of this is that the MLF, you know, has a change in hierarchy, has a change in structure and change in product, because just getting this resolved, getting Boyd out of the way, isn't going to solve just the issues that MLF has going on. They've got a lot of work to do over there. And they can do it in one fell swoop and really put this right, this ship, and get something, you know, out there that's easy to understand and easy to follow and fun to watch. And you can, you know, tag along with your favorite anglers that happen to fish there. And you can do the same with bass. I mean, it can be done. It's not rocket science here. But at the end of the day, what I also hope is, for the love of God, stop acting like politicians in D.C., y'all. Seriously. This is bad for all of us in our sport. Don't like seeing these black guys. I have people that have literally pinged me and asked me, because they got the names all wrong, but they were like, somebody got suspended for something? What the heck is that about? And here I am trying to explain the situation to them in the shortest version that I can sum up. Yeah, two guys don't like each other. One guy's an angler. One guy owns the thing. And yeah, they're acting like kids right now with the way they're handling this.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
But whatever the case may be, as I said before, it isn't always about the two people. It's everybody else that's involved in this kind of stuff that we need to pay attention to as well. And who knows what comes out of the whole thing. Let's hope positivity can come from it. Let's hope some spin can go through the whole thing. But there's a bigger meal to be had here, and that's really where I think this thing is gonna escalate through and go. And again, I don't have firsthand knowledge on this stuff. In regards to Mr. Watson or Mr. Duckett, I do have firsthand knowledge on the stuff I shared with you at the beginning of this, to say that, you know, there's been known things, so we can kind of piece two and two together there, you know, by product, you know, of just understanding. So, all right, folks, hey, appreciate you sticking with us here. We're throwing a lot of opinions around. Again, remember, this is my opinion only. It has nothing to do with any of our sponsors of the show, or the Paddle and Fin, or anybody that we're associated with. This is just my take on the whole situation. I wish the best to Mr. Watson. I wish the best to MLF. And the anglers over there, and I hope this gets squared away, because this is a sport we have all put a lot of time and energy in that we love dearly, be it from the boat side, the pro side, the regional side, local side, kayak side, doesn't really matter. Sport fishing as an industry, I mean, the success of it is, you know, has all of us involved in that. And let's hope they get this stuff ironed out and they do stop acting like our politicians today and actually conduct themselves with a bit of adult and common sense being used. Appreciate you guys sticking in and hearing this piece out here. Let me know what you think. If you think I'm full of crap and been smoking weed, throw it down there in the comments. If you got an opinion, chime in. Love to hear it. Tight lines, y'all. Be safe.